Hey. I hope it's not too early or too soon to wish you a very, very happy new year. It's that time of the year again where people create resolutions, they create goals. There's nothing wrong with resolutions, there's nothing wrong with goals. The only thing which I see is sometimes we make resolutions which are big and then we concentrate on the end goal and forget to enjoy the journey in between. And sometimes because we don't see our resolutions come to fruition, we really don't even enjoy the wins in between. The journey is the most important thing because you are doing something, even if you don't say reach that great resolution which or that great goal which you created, but you have those small wins which you had on the way, and they are so important. So today I am going to talk to us about a little exercise which we can do to help ourselves. So grab your pen and paper and follow along. So, what I do myself, I sit down and I ask myself questions. And then those questions form what I perceive will be something which I will achieve that year. So, I look at the big picture. I look at myself. I look at my finances. I look at my health. I look at my business. I look at my relationships. And then look at the things which I want to see in the new year. And then I then look at how I can go about it in order to get to the desired state. So for each of these areas, I will put some plans in action, small things which are achievable, which I will rejoice in and celebrate when I get to. Until and those small wins are building up to my greater goal, which I will have created. So, here are the questions which can help you to also create goals or make some resolutions for yourself, which will make it easier for you and which will make your journey enjoyable. So, in what ways have I grown? Because you can't just start looking at the following year before you assess yourself and see where you are. So, what ways have I grown? It doesn't mean how big or what or how small, but just look at yourself. Choose the areas in your life which you are concentrating on, and then look at how you have grown. And that will create for you an atmosphere where you will decide, okay, this is where I am. This is how I grew maybe in the last year. So I think this year I can go to that level, and this is how I am going to do it. Question number two, do I have limiting beliefs that are hindering my development? And what are they? You have to put them down because in order for you to work on them, you have to see them. You have to write them down. If you don't, you won't be able to work on them because most of the time it is the limiting beliefs which hinder us from progressing. It is the limiting beliefs which hold us back from reaching our goals. Question number three, what were the things that stressed me a lot? And what can I do to reduce the stress in that area? You see, we are still reflecting, but that reflection is making you create more or better goals for yourself, create for you a better way of doing things. Maybe last year you created a big goal and it really stressed you. Working towards that goal so much so that you didn't reach your goal because you were more stressed than anything else. So, what are you going to do better this year? How are you going to divide your goals? In what pieces are you going to make them? How are you going to celebrate your goals? So if you do that and you already know that doing these things this way gave me a lot of stress, then it is easier to avoid it in the coming year. And then question number four, how will I nurture myself in 2021? Because you are also important. You can't achieve all these things if you are neglecting yourself. Self-care is so important. Be aware of your needs. What do I need? How will I nurture myself? For instance, for me, I found that in 2020, because I was building my business and there was this corona and my mom was critically ill. She passed away, bless her heart. I was so much stressed. I couldn't really reach my business goals. And I couldn't be there for my mom because I'm in another country and she is back home. So this was one thing which really, really, really affected me. It stressed me. So this year when I create my own self-awareness, my own goals, I am going to look at those things. How did they impact on me? What can I do better? How can I nurture myself to heal from those things? Because if there was something you need to heal from it, you know me, I'm so passionate about turning your pain into purpose. So you have to heal from it before you can move on. Question number five. What needs room in my life in 2021? Sometimes we have so many things in our lives and some of them really don't need to be there. So look at the things which you really want to concentrate on. Look at the things that you really want to work on. And those are the things which you should give time of day. Those are the things which you should give room in your life. And writing all these things down is so important, which is why in the beginning I said get pen and paper, because if you just think of these things and you do not put them, you do not put pen to paper, you will forget them. By February, everything will have gone out of the window. And then question number six, what habits do I want to create or break or refresh? We all have a lot of habits. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. Some of them need editing here and there. So look at yourself. What habits do you want to break? And what habits do you want to create? And what do you want to refresh? For me, I want to refresh my assertiveness. I know when I want to do something, I become assertive on it so that I follow on that thing. And then I want to create a better way of working in my business, a better way of marketing my business, because it was really a strain for me last year. So I want to create a different way of marketing, maybe get somebody in my team who will help me with the marketing instead of me doing everything. But there is one habit which I really, really want to break. And that is eating a lot of chocolates and biscuits. And I realized that I've put on a bit more weight because of that. Of course, I can say to myself, I was stressed because of this, my mom's illness and all that. But in honest fact, it is not an excuse. So that is one habit which I really, really want to break. And I want to eat healthy and watch what goes in so that it doesn't affect my health. And then question number seven, what are my most important personal learning goals? Because we learn all the time. And learning improves, it sharpens your mind. When you learn, you get to know new things. You get to know things which you can use to develop yourself, things which you can use maybe to build your business, or if you are working, things which you can use to do your work better. So what are your main learning goals for this year? For me, it is to complete the course I am doing. I started it in October, I think, and I've got a few modules left. That is one of the things I want to do, because that course is very, very important to me and to my business. And then question 8, what boundaries do I need to implement to have healthier relationships? Because relationships are important. You know, what COVID-19 has taught me is that you really need to value your relationships. I really learned the value of relationships, and I really, you know, felt that that's when I felt the distance between me and my children, the distance between me and my family. It is very, very important to build relationships, because we are human beings. We are made for relationships. We are not supposed to live in a vacuum. So what relationships do you want to build? Is it in business? Is it in a personal life? Is it maybe at work? Look at those things. And question number 9, what is one small thing I can do to change my life? Because change comes in small ways. You can't just decide to make a change, just one big vast change. You will fail in most cases. So what is that small thing which you want to change, which will you will recognize that, okay, that has happened, and celebrate, because it is so good to celebrate yourself. You have to celebrate yourself first so other people can celebrate you. So what is that one thing you want to change in your life? For me, I think I want to change. I am very, very introverted. And so much so that sometimes it's difficult to make friends, it's difficult to make maybe business partners. So that's one thing I'm conscious about. I want to be maybe show myself, show up more so that I build my business, because that is really what is important to me. My business, if my business is working well, it is important for me, because that will help me to be a blessing to other people. So that is one thing which I really, really want to change. So there you are, 9 questions which you can sit down and ask yourself, and then help yourself to prepare for a very, very productive new year, 2021. And I hope and trust and pray that you will be healthy. This virus will not affect you, and that you prosper in business, in relationships, if you are still in a job, in your job. Thank you for watching. Thank you.